The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there. Welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn, and today we're going to be looking ahead to some of Friday's action in the company of Mr. Ross Brierley. Stuart, James and Craig will be your studio team on Friday. Action from Newbury, Newcastle, Nottingham, Newmarket, Catterick and Tramore. We're going to be looking ahead to two races at Newcastle and one at Newmarket. Which just leaves me to say, hello, Ross Brierley.
Beautifully timed there, Alex. Beautifully timed. I don't know if that was intentional or if you just...
To the minute.
If you just struck lucky there. But either way, hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad. Very good.
Good.
We're going to start just by looking ahead to some action next weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, York is the big meeting. We're going to look ahead to the Nunthorpe. We've just heard the news that Frankie Dettori has been handed the plum ride on Shay Shay. Shay Shay is the favourite, 7-2, Soul Power 4-1, Movie Star 6-1, Slade Power 10s, Kingsgate Native, Society Rock, Swiss Spirit and Tickled Pink at 12s and 14s or bigger the rest. What are your thoughts on the race? Firstly, on the Dettori booking and then on what you think can actually win the race.
Yeah, it's another one, isn't it? Shay Shay, obviously ridden by Christophe Soumillon on his last five starts, two in this country and the other three in Dubai. And yeah, certainly it's his first sort of... Things are starting to come back together for Frankie, and he's obviously taken a bit of time to hit the ground running again, which is no great surprise given how competitive the action is at the top level these days. And it is an eye-catching booking for him in particular. I think Shay Shay is a worthy favourite for the race because... his five furlong form is absolutely rock solid, and I certainly wouldn't begrudge him a defeat in the July Cup last time out. He very much is a five furlong horse, and he was never in the greatest position either. Lethal Force has obviously gone on to frank the form as well, as a Slade Power who reopposes. But I thought he was the second best horse in that race that day. And yeah, I think it's a good booking. I think he'll take all the beating. Mm. Yeah, group sprints. I've gone off them over these. I used to love them, but. Yeah, but to be fair, I think sometimes it pays to play it simple and be hard to see Shay Shay out of the frame. So yeah, it's a good booking.
Well, we've got Dettori's figures here: 33 rides in Britain through August, 19 of them have been placed.
Yeah, he just can't seem to get as many winners as he did. That's the only. Mm. But then he's probably not doing anything wrong, and he's probably not doing a lot different either. He's just not getting the breaks. Mm. I mean, you know, he was narrowly beaten in the Marowar on Olympic Glory the other day as well, in Group 1 company, and he's had too many seconds, really. He needs to get into a bit of a roll, but he's certainly riding a hell of a lot better than he was a month or so ago. So
no, definitely,
he's a good booking,
coming back to form. So what do you fancy in that race then? Would you stick with Shay Shay?
I would stick with Shay Shay, yeah. I just think he's the best horse in the race, and you know, he was the best horse in the race at Ascot. He was the second best horse at Newmarket, but the best horse isn't going to come to the Nunthorpe, obviously Lethal Force. So five furlongs is ideal. The track should be fine. Wide open space as well, which is the difference. With the July Cup, they were all congregated down that rail, and it wasn't really his kind of race. So, no, I think he'll bounce back.
OK, then Shay Shay at 7-2 for the Nunthorpe is the pick there. We'll now move on to some of Friday's action. We'll kick off with the 2:40 at Newcastle. It is a handicap over seven furlongs, and 10 runners are down to go to post. Some real sort of old handicappers here, aren't they? The likes of Green Park, Barney McGrew, Green Howard, Victoire de Lifar, who we see regularly. And they all get their head in front from time to time, don't they?
It's a classic... Yeah, you've really sold this race, haven't you? It's a classic Northern 7 furlong handicap. Now that you started talking about it, I'm looking and thinking, why did I fancy holding this? Yeah, it is to an extent. I mean, discretion's quite interesting. After not getting the best of runs necessarily last time out at Goodwood, and before that, he'd been racing mainly over a mile, which is a trip he really doesn't get. He's very much a seven furlong specialist, and he's won both his starts over course and distance. So He's down to a mark of 78 discretion, which is £2 below his last winning mark, and he just loves this track. He is the big danger to all here, even though his form figures, if you look at them straight off the bat, it doesn't necessarily seem that way.
And he won this race last year as well.
Yeah, I think they've just thought the past couple of runs, they've thought, right, well, they've tested him, they've experimented with various things, it hasn't quite worked out, but they've got a well-handicapped horse on their hands, and it's, you know, it's a relatively valuable prize, really, for a horse who's been banging his head against a brick wall. If he wasn't too bounced back to form, though, it's about time Victoire de Lifar started coming back to his best. He was rated in the mid-90s a couple of years ago, and he's here off 79. He did win at Doncaster last month. He then disappointed here on very fast ground. Things just didn't go to plan for him that day. Don't really know why. But he bounced back last time out, and I think that big Johnny D, who beat him at Redcar the other day, was an exceptionally well-handicapped horse. He won that off 75, but I think he's a 90 horse, really. And I think David Barron's just found the key to him, and that's to blast him out from the front. So I think Victoire de Lifar was on a hind into nothing that day. So I think discretion and Victoire de Lifar are the two very much to concentrate on in what looks... it's probably less open than it first appears.
Mm. And if you had to choose one?
It would all depend on the prices.
Right.
To be honest with you. I think Victoire de Lifar will probably be a bigger prize, but... I just back them both.
Yeah, okay, fine. The next race that we'll look at is the 3:10. It is a maiden stakes over 7 furlongs once again. 15 runners are down to go to post here. Looks reasonably open, but Longton will probably have the best form.
Yeah, and I think it's about time he got his nose in front, and I think they've found an opportunity here. He's raced twice at Ayr over 7 furlongs, and I mean, he's only faced 4 other rivals on those occasions, and you start to think that the form's not that good, but I just think he's had no chance whatsoever. The horse that beat him, Sir Jack Layden, on his debut, had previously run really well in the Chesham, and is rated 84. The second that day, Lynn Valley went on to be beaten on the line at Goodwood and has been given a mark of 90. He then ran into a horse called Stars Over the Sea last time out of Mark Johnston's, who has been given a mark of 85 and really hit his stride. I'm not entirely sure whether the track was suiting him either, and I think maybe this big field might actually make him settle a bit better because he's quite a keen goer. But I think the horses that beat him are just far and away superior to what most of these horses have been running against, and it just looks a completely different race in terms of opposition, and there doesn't seem to be a lurker in there. So I think he's going to take some beating. I mean, Archibald Thorburn ran okay on debut. Dream and Search, I was a little bit disappointed with the rate. I thought he'd run better than he did at Haydock, but again, that was quite a good race. He'd probably be the biggest danger, Dream and Search. But
he wouldn't. Dream and Search does not go. Non-runner.
Oh, in that case, he won't be.
No. I just noticed that. So only 14 will go to post there, or at least hopefully.
Well, I think Longton... I think a good thing maybe is a bit strong, but I think this is very much a winnable race for him. And yeah. I'm hoping that people will, having had 2 defeats in small fields and being a bit keen, I'm hoping people sort of rule him out a bit and think, maybe he's not that good, but I think he's quite good. And in this bigger field, hopefully he'll settle better and he'll get his nose in front.
OK, then. Tony Hamilton takes the ride for Richard Fahey on Longton, and that is the pick in the 3:10. The final race that we'll look at is the 6:30 from Newmarket. It's a maiden race over a mile. 10 are down to go to post. Again, looks reasonably open. We've got 2 horses there for Charlie Appleby, 2 for Gosden. Rock and Roll Star for the Hills Yard has a bit of form. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, I think the Charlie Hills horse could be a bit of value here. I think Sudden Wonder's probably going to be making the market for Charlie Appleby. Mikel Barcelona, of course, rides this track particularly well. Related to some nice horses, Born to Surprise, Sansky are all decent 80-90 stroke handicappers, and made a perfectly satisfactory debut behind Outstrip and True Story at Newmarket. Showpiece, who was 3rd, won yesterday at Salisbury. True Story's come out and franked the form as well. Outstrip was just beaten on the line at Goodwood in the race won by Tormore, so I think that form is rock solid. But I do think Rock and Roll Star might be overpriced here. He was beaten by True Story, so I suppose on a line through that horse, the Godolphin horse might well have the edge. But I didn't think he was given the best chance. I thought James McDonald rode him that day, and he got in a bit of a muddle at the back, and things just didn't work out for him. But Expert bolted up next time out, if in his second. Voice of a Leader has also come out and won by 5 lengths next time as well. Postponed, who was just behind him, won yesterday at Yarmouth very easily. And even the horse Punk, who was beaten out of sight, went on to finish third next time out at Kempton. I think they're both very strong racers. I think the newcomers are going to be struggling to do anything against that form, actually. And while Sudden Wonder will probably be overbet, I'm hoping Rock and Roll Star will be sort of the 4-1 shot of the race, at least, and will be the maggot each way, as it were.
OK, then. Fingers crossed for that. George Baker takes the ride for Charlie Hills on Rock and Roll Star. If you could just sum up your three picks then in the two races at Newcastle and the one at Newmarket, Ross.
Yeah, 7 furlong handicap, good race, discretion, and Victoire de Leif, I'll catch the eye there. I think Longton will break his maiden tag in the 7 furlong maiden there at 3:10. And I'm quite keen on Rock and Roll Star to improve on his debut in the 6:30 Newmarket.
OK then, thank you very much, Ross, and good luck with those.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.